بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ محمد العواجي المهجري حفظه الله من جيزان في محاضرة بعنوان عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة بخصوص عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. موحدين Publications pleased to announce a lecture by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Awaji Al-Mahjari of Jizan, Saudi Arabia on the Aqidah of the people of Sunnah Jama'ah concerning Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam, alayhi salam. وهذا في السابع عشر من جمادي من جمادي الثاني 1437 هجري الموافق 26 من مارس 2016 ميلادي. It's on the 17th of Jumadi, the second 1437 هجري, 26th of March 2016 Gregorian. فليتفضل مأجورا مهجورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عندنا من أركان الإيمان الواجبة على كل مسلم، ولا يصح إيمان عبد إلا بإتيان بها، الإيمان بالرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام إيمانا مجملا بجميع ما أخبر الله سبحانه وتعالى عنهم ومن لم نعلمهم، كما قال الله جل وعلا: منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك.
Sheikh Abdullah started by saying, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon his slave and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most honorable of all the prophets and messenger, his family and his companions altogether. Verily, from the pillars of Iman, that's a must upon every Muslim to believe in, and the Iman, or the belief of a slave of Allah or a servant of Allah, is not correct except by acting upon that, is to believe in all of the prophets and messengers all together, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us about them, and what we do not know about them either. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and from amongst them, those who have told you upon you the stories of which, meaning the prophets and messengers, and those who did not tell you the stories or their stories. Now,
ومن جملة الرسل الكرام والأنبياء الكرام عليهم الصلاة والسلام عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام، الرسول المبارك الكريم الذي جعله الله سبحانه وتعالى آية لمن بعث إليهم، بل آية في العالمين، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقه من أم بلا أب. والكلام على عقيدة المسلمين في عيسى عليه السلام لخصتها آيات من سورة مريم، وقد قال الله جل وعلا في هذه السورة الكريمة: قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا، يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. فأشارت إليه، قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا، قال إني عبد الله. هذا كلام عيسى عليه السلام يحكيه القرآن، قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي. لم يقل وبرا بوالدي، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقه من أم بلا أب، وهذا فيه رد على الذين يعتقدون أن عيسى عليه السلام هو وأمه، أن عيسى ابن الله، وأن له من خصائص الربوبية شيء تعالى الله عن ذلك، فإن الله ليس بمحتاج إلى أحد من البشر.
Sheikh Abdullah continued by saying, and from all of those messengers and prophets, honorable prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us about was Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam or Mary alayhi salam. He was a prophet and a messenger that was blessed and generous and honorable, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made him into one of his signs when he sent him to mankind, but rather not just a sign of Allah, but a sign for all of mankind and all of the jinn and alameen, for both worlds, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from a mother without a father. And the speech regarding the belief of the Muslims was in regards to Isa ibn Maryam was summarized in the verses in the chapter of Mary or Surat Maryam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in that surah, Ya ahla shaykhna, Allah surah, Maryam.
Qala inni abdullahi, fatani al-kitaba waja'alani nabiyya.
Ya, bis antala al-tarjama al-mazbuta, shaykh, samihni, ana batallaha min kitab ismu nubu al-Qur'an, wa ahsan tarjama al-shaykh Taqid ibn Hilali.
MashaAllah.
نعم سورة مريم يا رقم السورة وانا كاتبينهم بالارقام الله المستعان بالانجليزي هنا مريم 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 بسم الله بسم الله مريم 19 399. As the Shaykh رضاه الله يعني have excused me, may Allah bless him, to get it from the noble Quran, which is a better way of seen it. It's the best translation there is on that subject. Allah Ta'ala A'lam on the Quran. قال إني عبد الله شيخنا احنا بدأنا من قالوا يا مريم صح؟
نعم.
هذه في بداية الصورة. بسم الله. لا هذا في نهاية الصورة. قالوا يا مريم هذه في نهاية الصورة يا شيخنا صح؟
هذه في الوجه الثالث. الوجه الثاني
بعد نعم.
الملك فهد
بالمصحف. نعم أنا في الصورة قل يشربي فلم أكن فأهدي قوم تحمله قالوا آله هي من الآية 27
فأتت به قومها تحمله.
نعم جزاك الله خير.
فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم.
سورة الشيخ حفظه الله as the Sheikh حفظه الله help me out with this. سورة مريم which in English probably referred to as chapter 19, starting with the verses 27, where the Sheikh quoted from the Quran, where it says what it means. Then she brought him, the baby, meaning Isa alayhi salam, to her people, carrying him. They said, O Maryam, indeed you have brought a thing, Fariya, a mighty thing, according to the Tafsir al-Tabari. O sister, meaning the like of Harun or Aaron, your father was not a man who used to commit adultery, nor your mother was an unchaste woman. Then she pointed to him and she said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? He, meaning Isa or Jesus alayhi salam, said, verily, I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me salat, prayer, and zakat as long as I live. And dutiful to my mother, and here's the Sheikh said, pay attention to this. And dutiful to my mother, and made me not arrogant, unblessed. The Sheikh said, Isa alayhi salam in the Quran, as Allah told us about him, he said, and he did not say and pious to my parents. He rather he said and pious to my mother, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from a mother without a father. And this in itself, as the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, is a refutation to those who believe that Isa is a son of Allah, or Isa has from the attributes or the characteristics of lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is above and pure and free from such false claims, wal-iyadu billah. Because Allah does not need any of His creation. Allah does not need any of His creation or any of the mankind. Naam, Shaykh, samahni at ta'akhir.
عيسى عليه السلام جعله الله سبحانه وتعالى آية على صدق مريم عليه السلام وإكراما لها، فقد كانت في غاية التعبد لله والانقطاع إليه، فجعل من نسلها رجلا هو نبي مبارك، كلمة من الله ألقاها جبريل عليه السلام ونفخ في كم جيبها فحملت. وهذا ليس بمعجز على الله سبحانه وتعالى، فإن الله خلق آدم بلا أب ولا أم، وخلق حواء من آدم بلا أب ولا أم، وخلق عيسى عليه السلام من أم بلا أب، والله سبحانه وتعالى لا يعجزه شيء، كما قال تعالى وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار، وقال تعالى وهو القاهر فوق عباده. ووجود عيسى عليه السلام في ذلك الزمن نبيا إلى بني إسرائيل فيه دلالة على أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أراد أن يقيم عليهم الحجة في هذا النبي المبارك الذي جعله معجزة لهم، وتكلم في المهد وهو طفل صغير، فعرفوا حينئذ أن هذا الشيء خلاف الفطرة التي فطر الله الناس عليها، ولا يمكن أن يعمل ذلك إلا الخالق جل في علاه. فمنهم من آمن به إيمانا معتدلا وهم الحواريون، ومنهم من بالغ في الإيمان به حتى اعتقد أنه الرب أو جزء من الربوبية، كما يقولون أن الله ثالث ثلاثة. وقد رد الله سبحانه وتعالى هذه الفرية بقوله تعالى وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم في سورة المائدة، وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله، قال سبحانه ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق، إن كنت قلته فقد علمته، تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. فهذا عيسى عليه السلام ينكر أن يقول للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين. وعقيدة النصارى القائمة على التثليث والقائمة على الصلب لا شك أنها عقيدة باطلة، وقد كانت التوراة الصحيحة التي قبل أن تحرف كان فيها إثبات ذلك. لما أعطى الله عيسى عليه السلام أعطاه الإنجيل، لما كان في الإنجيل كانت عقيدة الإنجيل عقيدة صحيحة في عهد عيسى عليه السلام، ثم طرأ عليه التحريف والتغيير.
الشيخ حفظه الله continue by saying, Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a sign for the truthfulness of Maryam alayhi salam, may Allah bestow his peace upon her, and out of honoring for her, because she was upon extreme worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she withheld herself from everything except worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made from her offspring a man as a blessed prophet, as a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus, was a word from Allah that Jibreel, the archangel, have blown into the sleeve of her outer garment. So she became pregnant by the permission of Allah. And that is not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شيخنا لما نقول ونفخ في كم جلبها يعني الكم بتاع العباية أو شيء من هذا مظبوط؟
نعم
بس أتأكد منها. So as I confirm with the Sheikh حفظه الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent a word from him upon or with his archangel Jibreel or Gabriel عليه السلام, in which he blew in the sleeve of the outer garment of Maryam alayhi salam, so she became pregnant with Isa alayhi salam. And this is not impossible for Allah the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah have created Adam, for example, without a father and without a mother. وهو خلق حواء شيخنا من آدم فخلق حواء بلا أم ولا
من ضلع آدم.
نعم نتأكد
ولا يسمى آدم أبوها.
نعم هذا
لكن يقال خلقها من رجل.
نعم. And created, as I confirmed with the Sheikh again to make sure I wrote it right, and created Hawa or Eve from Adam, meaning he created Hawa from a man. But we cannot say that Hawa was created or Eve was created from a father, but rather Hawa or Eve was created without a father or a mother either. And he created Isa or Jesus from a mother without a father. And created Isa or Jesus alayhi salam, peace be upon him, from a mother without a father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of everything. Nothing can be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and your Lord creates what he wills and what he chooses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qahir fawqa ibadih. He is the most capable above his slave, or now above his worshippers or his slaves. And the existence of Isa as a prophet and a messenger by the permission of Allah to the sons of Israel at their time or during their time is also an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to establish a proof upon them by sending them such a blessed prophet as a miracle to them, talking while he's still an infant in the cradle, which is, as the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said, again, it's the natural disposition of any human being to be able to talk while he's still in the cradle. It's only a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one capable of doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and capable of giving it to one of his creation. So from amongst the sons of Israel, those who believed in Isa or Jesus in the moderate way, in the way he was supposed to be believed in, and that were called Al-Hawariyun at the time. And from the sons of Israel, those who went to extremes regarding the belief in Isa or the message of Isa or Jesus, to the point that they made him part of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying he is one of three. And Allah has refuted such a lie. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that Allah said, and if Allah said, O Isa, O Jesus, the son of Maryam, did you tell the people to take you, or take me, meaning Isa, and my mother, as equals, wal-iyadu billah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sheikh Nahari can for Surah Al-Ma'idah, mazboot?
Naam.
Ismah li basidi awahna tallaha mazbootah.
Akhir wajh in Surah Al-Ma'idah.
Akhir Al-Ma'idah.
الصورة الرابعة.
نعم. الرابعة معنا إذا أكلهم. النساء. عجيب. As the Sheikh Abdullah, يعني has permitted us to take a quick look It's at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is chapter 5, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was questioning Isa. And this ayat near the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah,
آخر وجه في السورة.
نعم آخر وجه في السورة أنا في الوسط. لا إله إلا الله. نعم. In verse 110 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 5 or chapter 5 that is Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 110, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember when Allah will say on a day of resurrection, O Isa, Jesus, son of Maryam, Mary, remember my favor to you and to your mother when I supported you with Ruh al-Qudus. شيخنا أنا ما وجدت ال... لا هذه ما هي الآية لا إله إلا الله قال حريني عيسى بن مريم من تأكل قال عيسى بن مريم نعم actually سورة المائدة سورة 5 verse 116 and remember when Allah will say on the day of resurrection O Isa or son of Maryam did you say unto men worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah he will say glory be to you O Allah It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it. You know what is in my inner self, though I do not know what's in yours. Truly, you, only you, are the all-knower of all that is hidden and unseen. شيخنا ذكرت أيضا ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن أعبد الله ربي وربكم.
نعم.
And the Sheikh continued to the verse of 117 in Surah Al-Ma'idah also, Never did I say to them aught except what you, Allah, did command me to say. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt amongst them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them. And you are a witness to all things. That is a great admonition and warning to the Christians of the whole world. So Sheikh Hafidhahullah, by mentioning this ayat, verses 116, 117 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, he said, Hafidhahullah, and Isa in this ayat, refusing, or rather denying altogether that he said anything to the people like the people claim to be, to take him and his mother as gods along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief of the Christians, as you probably know in nowadays, claim that Isa and Maryam or Jesus and Mary are two amongst three next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Torah, the correct Torah, back in the day during the times of Isa alayhi salam, before it was changed, never said so, but rather was saying the truth about Isa and was saying the truth about Maryam as well as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Bible was revealed at the time of Isa alayhi salam, I stand corrected, in Torah during the time of Musa was saying the truth about Isa and the coming of Isa, son of Maryam. And in Injil or the Bible at the time of Isa alayhi salam was correct. Then deviation and a changing came upon it later on after the death of Isa alayhi salam or Jesus. Naam, Sheikh Anas.
وهذه العقيدة يعني عقيدة المسلمين في عيسى عليه السلام هي التي يؤمن بها العقلاء من النصارى الذين لا يقلدون الكنيسة فإن كثيرا من أتباع عيسى الذين يسمون أنفسهم الآن النصارى ليسوا بأتباع لعيسى عليه السلام حقيقة، لأنهم خالفوا أوامر عيسى عليه السلام التي جاءت في التوراة الصحيحة. وهم يعرفون أن الأناجيل حرفت عن طريق هؤلاء الأحبار أو الرهبان الذين تولوا تحريفها وتغيير معانيها وتزييف حقائقها بما يناسب أهواءهم. ليس في التوراة الحقيقية عقيدة الصلب. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن: وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم، أي أنزل الله شبه عيسى عليه السلام على رجل آخر فأخذوه وصلبوه ظنا منهم أنه عيسى. وعيسى عليه السلام حي الآن وهو موجود في السماء، وسينزل في آخر الزمان يقاتل مع أهل الحق في آخر الزمان، وسينزل عند المنارة الشرقية في دمشق في بلاد الشام يقاتل مع المؤمنين الذين يؤمنون بعيسى عليه السلام حقيقة. وأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تؤمن بعيسى عليه السلام وتحبه وتسمي أبناءها به، ويجعلون من يخالف في عقيدتهم بعيسى عليه السلام مكذبا للقرآن ولا يسمونه مسلما. فهذا هو حب المسلمين لعيسى عليه السلام الذي يفوق حب النصارى الذين يدعون أنهم يتبعونه الآن.
So Sheikh Abdullah continued by saying, and this aqeedah, meaning the belief of the Muslims in Isa, it is what the reasonable or the smart or the intelligent from the Christians believe in. Those Christians that do not imitate the church and what the church got to tell them. Because so many of the followers of Isa or Jesus, those who call themselves nowadays Christians, are not truly followers of Isa or Jesus. They went against the command of Isa or Jesus alayhi salam that came in the correct Torah, in the Old Testament, or the correct Torah. And they know that the Anajil, the different Bibles after Isa alayhi salam, were changed or deviated from the way of those so-called Ahbar or Ruhban, preachers, monks, and people of the church, members of the church, those who have taken upon themselves to change it in a way that will be suitable to the desires and whims, wal-iyadu billah. They know that this is not the true Torah or Torah or Old Testament. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us in the Quran, the reality of the killing of Isa and the crucifixion of Isa, where he said, and they never killed him and they never crucified him, but it was made to them to look like so, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have brought down upon them another man similar to Isa, but not Isa alayhi salam or Jesus alayhi salam, that they killed and crucified. Isa alayhi salam or Jesus alayhi salam is still alive up in the heavens, and he will come at the end of times to fight along the true believers at the place of al-Manara al-Sharqiyya, or the Eastern Minaret, as it's called in Arabic. Those true believers that have believed in the message of Isa as well as the message of all of the prophets and messengers, those are the true believers from the nation of Muhammad. And as the nation of Muhammad loves him so much, meaning Jesus, that they love him so much and call their sons after him, and think of whoever goes against the true belief of Isa or Jesus as somebody who's against the Quran, their holiest book. And their love for Isa, meaning the Muslims' love for Isa or Jesus, goes far and beyond the love of the Christians, those who are claiming to be following Isa or Jesus nowadays. No.
وعيسى عليه السلام بشرا من خلق الله، إلا أن الله ميزه بالنبوة وجعل له من المعجزات ما تناسب الحالة التي كانت عليها النصارى، ما كان عليها بنو إسرائيل في ذلك الزمان من التفاخر بالطب ووصولهم فيه إلى مقامات رفيعة. فجاءت معجزات عيسى عليه السلام تتحداهم. عيسى يبرئ الأكمه والأكمه، والشخص الذي لا يرى ولا يسمع ولا يتكلم يبرئ الأكمه والأبرص، والبرص تغير لون الجلد. وأعظم من هذا أنه بأمر الله يدعو الله للميت فيقوم من قبره، وينبئهم أيضا بالطعام الذي يأكلونه ويدخرونه في بيوتهم. وكل هذه الأشياء يعجز الطب عن إدراكها. نعم.
عيسى عليه السلام, peace and blessings be upon him, was a man from the creation of Allah, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished him from amongst all of mankind by the prophethood and the messengerhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him from the miracles, from the signs that were appropriate to what the sons of Israel were upon during their time. They were known at the time of being so proud of their advances in medicine and the reach in certain heights in medicine that no other nation of their time have reached. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa or Jesus certain miracles that will challenge him, like the case of curing al-akmah, as called in Arabic. And al-akmah is a person that is deaf, dumb, and mute. A person that cannot speak, cannot see, and cannot hear. And Isa was given, by the permission of Allah, the miracle of being able to cure such a person. Also, the miracles of curing al-abras, a person that has some form of leprosy. And leprosy, as the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said, or al-abras, is a person that the skin color or his skin color have changed. And greater miracles than this, by the permission of Allah, he would call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for somebody who's already dead, and that dead person will get up from his grave. Also, Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus, would tell them of the food that they will eat, or the food that they save in their homes. And all of these were miracles that the so-called modern medicine of their time, of the sons of Israel, was incapable of matching in any shape or form. Nah.
فالنصارى اليوم كثير منهم يعتقدون أن عيسى ثالث ثلاثة، ويعتقدون أن عيسى صلب، ويعتقدون أن أمه مريم عليه السلام لها دخل في الألوهية. فنقول لهم: هل الله سبحانه وتعالى الرب يحتاج إلى شريك يساعده في هذه الحياة؟ السؤال الثاني: هل عيسى عليه السلام إذا كنتم تعتقدون أنه ربا أو ابن لله، هل يستطيع أن يتصرف في الكون إذا كان الله لا يريد ذلك؟ وأين مريم عليه السلام؟ هل هي حية تستطيع أن تتصرف في الكون؟ هل تستطيع أن تحيي وتميت؟ وإذا كان عيسى ربا أو ابن للرب، فهل الرب سبحانه لا يستطيع أن يحمي ولده من الصلب والقتل؟ نريد منهم جوابا على هذه الأسئلة.
نعم شيخنا، الصوت انقطع لما قلت مريم، بس رجع معك. وهل مريم إذا كانت حية حتى الآن هل تستطيع أن تتصرف في الكون أو تحيي أو تميت؟ مظبوط؟
نعم نعم.
So the Christians nowadays, so many of them believe that Isa or Jesus is one of three. The Christians nowadays, the belief that Isa or Jesus was crucified. The Christians nowadays, the belief that his mother, Maryam or Mary alayhi salam, has part to do, or she is part of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say to them, does Allah, the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, need a partner to help him with this life? And the second question here, does Isa, Jesus, if you believe he was a Lord or he was a son of Allah, can he deal or run this creation, this universe, in other ways that Allah does not want or any way that Allah does not permit? And where is Maryam if she was alive, or Mary? Can she deal in this universe, or manage this universe, or bring somebody to life, or put somebody to death? And if was Isa or Jesus a Lord, as you claim, or a son of Allah, why he did not save his son from crucifixion and killing? I want an answer from you to all of these questions.
No. كثير من النصارى الذين يفكرون بعقولهم حينما تعرض عليهم هذه الأسئلة يقولون لا نجد لها جوابا، وقد كان هذا سببا في دخولهم كثير منهم في الإسلام. النصارى مدحهم الله بما فيهم بقوله تعالى ولتجدن أقربهم مودة للذين آمنوا الذين قالوا إنا نصارى، ثم بين الله السبب في هذا أنهم أقرب مودة، فقال سبحانه ذلك بأن منهم قسيسين ورهبانا وأنهم لا يستكبرون. ولذلك تجد كثيرا من المسلمين يعيشون مع النصارى ويتعاملون معهم ولا يجدون فيهم تكبرا، هذا حال الأكثر. فإذا كانوا كذلك وجب عليهم أن يفكروا بعقولهم وأن يعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يحتاج أحدا من خلقه، فهو الغني سبحانه وتعالى. ثم أن المسلمين من جملة أحكامهم أجازوا الزواج بالنصرانية وباليهودية بشرط ألا تكون داعية للفجور، وما ذلك إلا أن عقيدة المسلم التي يعتقدها المسلم الزوج ربما أدخلت هذه الزوجة في الإسلام بسبب حسن تعامل زوجها وبسبب عقيدته الصافية وقوته في الحجة والبرهان، فيقتنع كثير من النصارى بهذا. نعم
قلت يا شيخنا في الآخر فيتأثر كثير من النصارى في هذا؟
نعم.
As the Shaykh Abdullah Allah said, and so many of the Christians, those who think with their minds, those who use their intellect, when you ask him such questions, he would say, we have no answer to this. when you ask him these questions that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah have put forth, they would say, we have no answer to these questions. And that was the reason for so many Christians coming into Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Christians and what they're upon by His statement in the Quran, and you will find the closest of them, meaning the Christian, in mawaddah, to those who have believed, those who have said that we are Christians, those who have said that we are Christians. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the reason why they say, or why they are so close to the Muslims. As Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it means, that is because from amongst them is qissisina wa ruhban, is preachers and monks, and they are not proud, or they don't have pride, wal-iyadu billah. And this is why we find so many of the Muslims, for example, live peacefully with the Christians and deal with them on a daily basis, and don't find any pride amongst the Christians. That is the condition of the majority of the Christians and the Muslims around them. So if that was the case, as the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said, upon those Christians to think and ponder upon the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and the proofs in Islam, why would Allah need anybody thereafter? And also from the general rulings amongst the Muslims in the religion is the permissibility of marrying women from amongst the Christians and the Jews, with the condition that she cannot be calling, wal-iyadu billah, to lewd actions or fujur. And along with that, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah said, the belief of the Muslim as a husband may help or assist with this wife, with his wife who is not Muslim yet, to enter into Islam because of the way he treats her so well, and because of his pure belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the strength he's given as a Muslim in establishing the proofs and making it clear to those who are wondering or pondering. So much of the Christians will be affected by so. So many of the Christians will be affected by that. Now.
عقيدة المسلمين في عيسى عليه السلام وعلى كل إنسان يعتقد هذه العقيدة الإسلامية أن يدعو النصارى إلى ذلك بالحكمة واللين، أن يعاملهم معاملة طيبة، ونحن نرى أن المسلمين متعايشين في بلدان النصارى، والنصارى يعرفون أن المسلمين المنضبطين الإسلام الحقيقي لا يشكلون خطرا عليهم. أما الجماعات الإرهابية التي تخالف الإسلام وتشوه سمعة الإسلام فالإسلام منها بريء، ولا يرضى هذا العمل أي ديانة سماوية. فكما أن المسلمين يعدلون في التعامل مع النصارى ومع غيرهم ولا يظلمونهم، إلا أنهم أيضا يدعونهم إلى الإسلام، لأن الشخص الذي يموت على دين غير الإسلام حكم الله سبحانه وتعالى عليه بالنار. قال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. فعلينا أن ندعو إلى الإسلام بحسن المعاملة وبالصدق مع الناس، ومن كان عنده علم وحجة فليدعو الناس، الرجل في صفوف الرجال والمرأة المسلمة في صفوف النساء، يدعونهم بالحكمة إلى الإسلام، لأن هدايتهم إلى الإسلام مكسب عظيم. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصر الإسلام في كل مكان.
آمين. Sheikh Abdullah continued by saying, and this, in summary, is the belief of the Muslims in Isa or Jesus alayhi salam upon every human being that believes this way to call the Christians with hikmah, with wisdom and gentleness upon every Muslim that believes in this aqidah, to call the Christians to such aqidah or such belief with hikmah, with wisdom and gentleness, and to treat them in the best possible way. And we see, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, we see the Muslims living peacefully along with the Christians. And the Christians in the lands and otherwise know that the Muslims, that upon correct belief, never want any harm and never have anything to do with any harm to be done to other than the Muslims. As to the so-called people of extremism or terrorism, Islam is innocent of them. And Islam is never pleased with any action of terrorism, just like any other religion that's from the heavens, just like any other heavenly religion. Just like the Muslims, by the permission of Allah, are just in their dealings and wheelings with the Christians and other than them, they still have to call the Christians to Islam and other than them. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, whoever dies upon other than Islam will enter the hellfire, as indicated in the ayat of the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what it means, and whoever take other than Islam as a religion for him, it will not be accepted from him, and he will be from amongst the losers in the hereafter. So it's upon every Muslim, upon correct belief, to call other than him to Islam. So upon the men, to call amongst the men and call men to Islam that are not upon Islam yet. And it's upon the women, upon the Muslim woman, to call other women to Islam with wisdom and gentleness. Because this in itself, by guiding somebody to Islam by the permission of Allah, is a great reward for you as a Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to Islam in every place. Now, barakallahu fikum ya shaykhna.
جزاكم الله خير وصلى الله وسلم على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
جزاكم الله كل خير وسمحنا على التقصير
بارك الله فيكم
وفيكم بارك
أنا شيخ السلام عليكم ورحمة
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أنا شيخ concluded the question, the lecture, and in conclusion I say as a translator, anything that I've said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything that I said
أبلغ الإخوة السلام.
Sheikh Hafidhahullah also told me to tell all the brothers and sisters that are listening, give you salams, give you all the salams.
Inshallah, the اللقاءات الأخرى نفرح بإسلام عدد كثير من النصارى على أيديهم بإذن الله.
Amin. And he said, Inshallah, by the permission of Allah, come the day in next lectures that we will be celebrating with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have guided so many of the Christians or so many of the non-Muslims upon your hands to Islam. اللهم آمين يا شيخ اللهم آمين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, anything that I said is a translator that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. And بإذن الله تعالى, as far as I know, the next lecture for the brothers concerning the subject of Isa or Jesus the son of Maryam or Mary will be around 2 o'clock Eastern بإذن الله تعالى. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.